This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescuers on Thursday recovered more bodies buried under tons of mud after a landslide crashed into a hilly Indonesian village, raising the number of dead to more than 20. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Over a dozen rescuers crowd around a newly discovered body, drenched in mud in a village on Indonesia's remote Natuna Islands. The men lift the body into a body bag before carrying it off into a truck. Authorities have deployed more than 200 rescuers to search for over 30 people still missing. Many were apparently trapped in houses that were buried under the landslide, which according to officials was 13 feet deep. The search and rescue operation has been hampered by heavy rains around the disaster site, as the weather has forced the search effort to be halted several times. I'm Karen Chamas.
In China, Xi Jinping was handed a norm-busting third term as president on Friday, capping a rise that has seen him become China's most powerful leader in generations. The appointment by Beijing's parliament comes after he locked in another 5 years as head of the Communist Party and the military, the two more significant leadership positions in Chinese politics, in October. Russian strikes knocked out power in Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Thursday. The regional governor of Kharkiv said Thursday his city in northeastern Ukraine had been hit by about 15 S-300 ballistic missiles, which Ukraine is unable to intercept. He said civilian infrastructure was among the targets. Traffic lights weren't working, and the noise of power generators was heard on the streets of Kharkiv. Local residents gathered next to a power charging point, known in Ukraine as an invincibility point, to charge their phones off of a power generator. The mass strikes on targets far from the front were the first such wave since mid-February. VOA News. A letter claiming to be from the Mexican drug cartel blamed for kidnapping four Americans and killing two of them condemns the violence. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In a letter obtained by the AP, the Scorpions faction of the Gulf Cartel apologized to the people of Matamoros, where the Americans were kidnapped, the Mexican woman who died in the cartel shootout, and the four Americans and their families. The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police. A photograph of five bound men face down on the pavement accompanied the letter. Jerry Wallace, a cousin of one of the Americans kidnapped, says he does not accept any apologies. It doesn't change the suffering they went through. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say a Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Alabama. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
A Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Central Alabama, but company and local officials say there is no threat to the public. The Alabama accident came on the same day Norfolk Southern CEO testified before Congress about the impact of a hazardous materials train derailment in Ohio. The derailment in Calhoun County, northeast of Birmingham, involved about 37 train cars. A company spokesman said none of the cars carried hazardous materials, but two of them are considered residue cars because they previously contained hazardous materials. They were not compromised. I'm Norman Hall.
Danish police have searched for a yacht on a tiny Baltic Sea island near the Nord Stream pipeline blast sites, according to a local administrator. German authorities confirmed they had raided a ship in January that may have been used to transport explosives used to blow up the pipelines. The September 26 explosions on the Nord Stream pipelines have become a flashpoint between the West and Russia. After last year's Russian invasion of Ukraine, the pipeline was constructed to supply Russian natural gas to Europe. Authorities in Sweden, Germany, and Denmark are investigating the blasts. Several people were reported dead, with others injured after a shooting in the northern German city of Hamburg, officials said on Thursday. A shooting took place at a Jehovah's Witness center in the Grossbürstel district around 9 p.m. local time. According to German media reports, at least seven people were killed in the shooting. An attacker opened fire in central Tel Aviv on Thursday in a suspected terrorist attack, wounding three people before being neutralized by Israeli police. Large numbers of police and medical workers rushed to Dizengoff Street in the heart of the city, where the gunman carried out the attack. A street-side restaurant was left empty after customers apparently fled the scene in the middle of their meals. Marissa Melton, VOA News.